Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Winds may pick up again today, which could spell trouble in a massive firefighting operation northeast of Colorado Springs. The Black Forest Fire, the most destructive in state history, is getting more urgent attention than other fires, as NPR's Kirk Sigler explains.
It's safe to say this is the number one priority wildfire in the West right now due to where it's burning and the fact that it's threatening an the entire northern part of the city of Colorado Springs. There are 38,000 people evacuated right now. There's no indication that they're going to be let back into their homes anytime soon. Fire officials are just too concerned and don't want to allow them back in and have to have everybody evacuate again on a moment's notice.
NPR's Kirk Sigler. In Syria, Bashar al-Assad's government accuses President Obama of using cheap tactics to justify arming Syrian rebels. Damascus is denying claims Washington made yesterday that it had obtained proof that Syria used chemical weapons. And Russia, Syria's most powerful ally, says it's also skeptical. But the Obama administration says it has the evidence and plans to offer military aid to Syria's opposition, which has been suffering a number of setbacks in the fight to topple Assad. Britain, one of the nations that pushed for military assistance, says it's still not ready to send weapons, but as Larry Miller reports, that could soon change.
The hints are there, but no British commitment yet to arm Syrian rebels. A spokesman for Prime Minister Cameron says Britain is in urgent discussions with its international partners. Asked about a no-fly zone, he says nothing is off the table. Separately, Foreign Secretary William Hague says the situation in Syria requires a strong, coordinated international response. Hague says he agrees with the U.S. assessment that chemical weapons have been used by the Syrian military. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The lawyer who made headlines last year after escaping house arrest in China is leaving New York University. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Shanghai. The school denies a report it was pressured by China's government.
Relying on unnamed sources, the New York Post said NYU was kicking out Chen Guangcheng because of Chinese pressure focusing on the university's campus in Shanghai. The school denied Beijing played any role in Chen's coming departure and said the self-taught lawyer had never been promised more than a year. NYU law professor Jerry Cohen, who brought Chen to the university and has been sharply critical of China's human rights policies, backed the school's position. In a statement, according to Bloomberg News, Cohen praised what he called NYU's extraordinary generosity, noting that its support for Chen could not go on indefinitely. Chen is reportedly in talks to move to Fordham Law School. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is down 113 points at 15,064, NASDAQ off 19 at 3426, and the S&P 500 also off 9 points at 1627. This is NPR. Iranians are voting for a president today. They're choosing from among five hardline candidates and a moderate. Local observers are reporting long lines at some polling stations, prompting officials to extend voting by at least 2 hours. In a bid to end growing anti-government protests in Istanbul, the Turkish prime minister says he's willing to let the courts and possibly voters decide the fate of a controversial redevelopment project in Gezi Park. In exchange, Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he wants activists to end their occupation of that park. The demonstration started weeks ago as a sit-in, but quickly grew into anger over Erdogan's rule. Protests have also been reported in other parts of Turkey. In Western Canada, crews are cleaning up a pipeline spill of more than 2 million gallons of industrial wastewater. The pipeline, operated by a Texas-based oil company, is in a remote area of northern Alberta, where Dan Karpinchuk tells us a local native community is looking for answers.
Officials say the pipeline breach is in an area near the border with the Northwest Territories and covers about 100 acres. Native leaders say within that area, the trees, the vegetation, and the soil are dead and the water is contaminated. And they want more information about what happened and what the company plans to do about it. Officials say the spill is so big that it raises questions about how long the pipeline had been leaking. Some members of the native group say it's been leaking since the winter but was only noticed this month. The toxic water is the waste extracted during oil and gas operations. Alberta environment officials are assessing the damage, and crews are removing water from the spill area. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
U.S. stocks trading lower with the Dow now off 112 points at 15,064. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, whose commission to build a healthier America works to improve health where Americans live, learn, work, and play.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. Stay tuned. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Right now, one of the greatest lineups of the Muddy Waters band. Back to 1954, Muddy Waters along with Little Walter on blues harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, Fred Malo on drums.
When you pass it by, well, I don't know why other men just jump and pray. No, I don't know why other men just jump and pray. But when you near me, I just can't behave. Started World War number two. But I do know why all the men's go for you. Off of the old apple tree. No, I don't know why Adam eat off of the old apple tree. But when you near me, it brings out the beef in me.
Don't you worry, babe, I love you just the same. Bye. bye-bye. You know I gotta leave, I sure hate to see you cry.
And Steve Geiger from a disc called Living Legends Deep in the Blues. And Steve Geiger's from Philadelphia, fine harp player. He's worked with Jimmy Rogers and quite a number of others. That's Steve Geiger. Paul Osher is also a blues harp player, plays guitar, and is a multi-instrumentalist. He worked with the Muddy Waters Band, Muddy Waters touring band from 1967 to 1972. And we heard the Muddy Waters Band from 1954. Muddy Waters doing a number called I Don't Know Why. Next year on KRVS, more Chicago blues a la Muddy Waters in a sense, but a little bit later from 1984, and actually in this case recorded not in Chicago, but in Paris, Chicago blues harp player and vocalist Billy Boy Arnold.
you. Just a itty weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love. Just a itty weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love.
We'll be right back.
Big Blue Heart, the title track to a brand new disc by Too Slim and the Tail Draggers. Too Slim, Tim Too Slim Langford, is he's originally from Spokane, Washington, worked out there for years. He's had several discs out over the years. He started in blues back in 1986, and he's recently relocated to Nashville. Very interesting band. And they were preceded by Billy Boy Arnold. We heard Billy Boy from 1984, recorded in Chicago, doing his rendition of Just a Little Bit. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
We have more new blues for you here on KRVS. This time from the Pam Taylor Band. They're from South Carolina. Pam Taylor is a fine songwriter, vocalist, and also guitarist. Here they are in their first outing. The disc is called Hot Mess. The Pam Taylor Band with a tune called It's So Easy.
Yeah. even know what it chew. Yes, I've been crying. I've been hurt deep down inside. My sweetheart told me his love for me had died. Yes, I've
Emily Gimbel recorded live at Antone's in Austin, Texas, last October 1st, singing a number called I've Been Crying, a wonderful piece from the pen and the voice, actually, of Lavelle White. Interesting concert. It was a fundraiser for a group calling themselves Home, Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers. Marcia Ball put together this concert that was to benefit Lavelle White. She'd been living in Austin for 20 years and found herself in desperate straits as far as housing. everything was concerned. So a lot of great Austin blues women and vocalists got together and had a fundraiser to generate money to help provide Lavelle with a good home. She's been recording for many, many years, has had a number of great tunes out and covered by all sorts of people, Bobby Bland and others. Anyway, interesting, very interesting disc. Before we heard Emily Gimble, we heard the Pam Taylor Band from a new disc called Hot Mess. Pam Taylor doing a number called It's So Easy. Her father is on the disc on sax, and he is throughout the tracks on this disc, he really, really excels, gives it a wonderful flavor. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Lucinda Williams and a track from her first recording. It came out on vinyl back in 1978. The album was called Ramblin' from that vinyl, now compact disc. Here's Linda Williams with her cover of Stop Breaking Down.
Keep my right mind, they'll never do me dirty no more.
Do Dirty Blues. That was Bertha Hill. Very, very interesting. Lady originally from South Carolina. Her family moved to New York. She ended up going to Chicago in the mid-1920s. She performed with Ma Rainey, also with people like she had backing her up on some tunes. Louis Armstrong, Richard M. Jones, Lonnie Johnson, Tampa Red, Scrapper Blackwell, and Leroy Carr. Recorded a bit in the 1920s. Then she retired from singing to raise her her family, her children. Got back into singing around 1950, but was run over by a car and killed, unfortunately, in that same year. She got the little moniker Chippy because of her young age. She was singing at the age of 14 years old in a New York nightclub. Bertha Hill, Bertha Chippy Hill. Before hearing Bertha, we heard Lucinda Williams from her album Rambling that came out in 1978. She did a cover of the old Robert Johnson classic, Stop Breaking Down. We're going to stick with the 1920s next here on KRVS. We're going to go back to 1927 and listen to Furry Lewis from Memphis, Tennessee.
Don't you wish your good girl was long and tall like mine? Don't you wish your good girl was long and tall like mine? Lord, she ain't good looking, but I class she takes her time. Then my good girl says she didn't want me no more. Lord, my good girl says she didn't want me no more. But she's on my Daniel, Lord, everywhere I go. Lord, the train I ride is 16 coaches long. Train I ride is 16 coaches long. And she don't hold nothing but chocolate to the bone. I'm worried now, I've been worried all day long. I'm worried now, I've been worried all day long. Baby, I won't be worried until the day I'm gone. Lord, it's some say yellow, but give my black and brown. Lord, some say yellow, but give my black and brown. When your high brown quit, your black will run you down. I wanna see the girl I'm so crazy about. Wanna see the girl I'm so crazy about. I'd be so glad I sure can't help a shout. To do. Now, ain't no need of that you keep on raising sand.
that you keep on raising sand. Lord, if you want to quit me, mama, don't you get you another man. Blues come down the alley, made it up to my back door. Blues come down the alley, made it up to my back door. I had the blues today, mama, like I never had before. And I believe I'll dust my broom. I believe I'll dust my broom. Throw some of your load on round. Lord, you can have my room. Now when I'm gone, mama, the blues will follow you night and day. Now when I'm gone, the blues will follow you night and day. Gonna be sorry, mama, Lord, that you didn't beg me to stay.
From 1934, that was Kokomo Arnold with a number called Sagefield Woman Blues. Definitely a very close relative to his Milk Cow Blues, a much more famous tune done by Arnold. Arnold originally from Georgia, moved to Chicago to sell moonshine back in the late 1920s, ended up recording some great, great blues in Chicago. Before we heard Kokomo Arnold, we heard Furry Lewis from 1927. Furry Lewis from Memphis, Tennessee, doing a number called Good Looking Girl Blues. And next on the Blues Box, we're going to go back quite a ways. Listen to the Mississippi Sheiks. They were a very, very popular Mississippi-based string band at the time. And sort of harken back to the days of pre-blues. Here are the Mississippi Sheiks with a number called He Calls That Religion.
Well, the preacher used to preach to try to say so, but now he's preaching just a bad jelly roll. Well, he calls that religion. Yes, he calls that religion. Well, he calls that religion, but I know he's going to hell when he dies. I was at a church last night, happy as I could be. The old preacher was trying to take my wife from me. Oh, he called that religion. Yes, he called that religion. Well, he called that religion. I know he's going to hell when he dies. Preacher always, he was a mighty true man. He gave his time as he couldn't understand. Well, he called that religion. Yes, he called that religion. Well, he called that religion, but I know he going to hell when he dies. Command how women fuck. nothing and fighting all over the land, and then he called that religion. Well, he called that religion. Well, he called that religion, but I know he's going to hell when he dies. There ain't the people stop going to church. They know that preacher was trying to do too much, but still he called that religion. Still he called that religion. Well, he called that religion, but I know he's going to hell when he dies. Old Deacon Jones, he was a preaching king. They caught him round the house trying to shake that thing. Boy, he called that religion. Yes, he called that religion. Well, he called that religion, but I know he's going to hell when he dies. Oh, yes, he called that religion.
Memphis Slim on piano and vocals. Buddy Guy and Junior Wells also on that track from a disc called Southside Reunion, recorded in France back in 1970, a number called Good Time Charlie, music from one of Memphis Slim's contributions. And before hearing Memphis Slim, whose real name was Peter Chatman, we heard probably in that lineup Lonnie Chatman with the Mississippi Sheiks. He called that religion was the name of the tune they did. That Chatman family out of Tennessee was in Mississippi. Great, great group. Speaking of Memphis, a la Memphis Slim, here is Junior Parker from Memphis, Tennessee, back in 1959.
Man, that woman is dangerous. You better leave her alone. Yes, that woman is dangerous. You better leave her alone. She'll get you in trouble, make you wish you'd never been born. She invited me to her house. I went without thinking twice. A big fella answered the door. I lucky to escape with my life. Yes, that woman is dangerous. She's got more men than teeth in a comb. If you want to see another birthday, you better leave her alone. Yes, that woman is dangerous. You better believe what I'm telling you. Yes, that woman is dangerous. You better believe what I'm telling you. She'll make you have bad dreams, and those dreams will come true. Yes, that woman is dangerous. You better believe what I say. Well, that woman is dangerous. You better believe what I say. You in trouble, then she'll grin and walk away. Well, that woman is dangerous. Oh, yes, poison ivy. Well, dangerous woman.
Junior Parker, once again, from 1959 with Dangerous Woman. And that about does it for this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program hosted by Roger Cash, Freetown Radio. And, of course, later on this evening, 7 p.m., stay tuned for Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter, followed by Joanna Devine's program, and that is followed at 10 p.m. by The Fringe. So lots of good music left coming your way here on KRVS. And a Blues Box is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. You keep this program and many others on the air with your annual contributions. Thanks for the support. Those of you who do not support us yet, please consider doing so. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org, where we stream live audio. And we also broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. To take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, we're going to turn to Terry Robb on guitar. He has an arrangement of an old Gary Davis tune for us called Buck Dance. Have a great weekend. Stay cool.